You're listening to a podcast from 702.
Spend your afternoon
with Relebo Gilemabotja
on 702.
Let's walk the talk.
What is the impact of load shedding and gas emissions on the environment? And we speak of this specifically for World Environment Day. And we're joined by Steve Nichols, Head of Mitigation at South Africa's Presidential Climate Commission. Steve, welcome to the show. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
So I'm just curious now, in terms of where South Africa is at around our approach to the environment outside of getting into load shedding and gas emissions that South Africans should know?
Generally around the environment, there are a lot of things in South Africa that are of key concern. We're a particularly vulnerable nation to climate change, both from a trade perspective, but also from what they call a physical climate perspective. So more drought, more flooding. And of course, being an arid country, water is a really important issue.
So at this stage, would you say that the leadership and those that are in relevant positions, particularly in corporate and the big culprits, are they doing what they're meant to be doing with regards to safeguarding the environment?
Well, South Africa is very fortunate in that we have a very sophisticated constitution and a very sophisticated regulatory regime. And so the legal framework in South Africa is very strong. And so we tend to see pretty good performance from companies and certainly from government. But of course, there are always things that go wrong. But generally, we are blessed to have some very leading organizations.
Okay, so let's then jump into load shedding and what that impact is on the environment.
Well, I guess the bigger impact is more on people. So obviously load shedding means that poorer households who aren't able to afford generators or aren't able to afford installing their own solar systems are more disrupted than say, the sort of wealthy middle class. And that has lots of impacts. You know, households who have less access to electricity tend to start fewer businesses. They don't do as well in education. And so those are really important. From an emissions point of view, obviously load shedding does mean fewer emissions than we would otherwise have had because these plants are not running all the time, but probably not to the extent that people might think.
So If we talk about then your South Africans that can afford things like, let's say, generators, you know, what are we looking at there? Because you have a mix of diesel and petrol.
Yeah, so obviously that does cause emissions. The most environmentally sustainable solution is renewable energy. And so rooftop solar in this case, and government have recently, through the budget speech, issued incentives for small businesses and for households to get solar power for those very reasons. But in many cases, they're slightly more expensive solutions and aren't as affordable to many. The bigger impact on the environment is happening at a sort of state utility level, at an ESCOM level, where because the energy availability factor on our power plants is low, we're using big generators. And instead of burning gas, we're burning diesel. And that causes a lot of pollutants, particularly carbon emissions. And then, of course, the coal plants themselves are emitting a range of pollutants, air quality pollutants, sulfates, nitrates, and those have a big impact on people's health.
Is it fair, though, to say, and of course, the impact on people's health is quite a critical point, but would it be fair to say that majority of South Africans cannot afford to be concerned about the environment? And I say that not even flippantly. I'm thinking about, you know, for example, individuals who are just struggling to get food on the table. And yes, there are things like littering on that level that need to be taken into consideration. But where on the priority list would you say concerns for the environment sit with the average South African that is absolutely struggling in this economy? Is it anywhere in their priority list?
Look, I would agree. If you're on a low-income earner, you know, worrying about the environment isn't your top priority. You're worried about putting food on the table and sending your kids to school and being able to get to work and back, obviously, if you're lucky enough to be employed. But I would say it's a misnomer to say that environmental issues and social issues are different things, and they interact quite heavily. So, for example, climate change has a bigger impact on the poor than it does on the wealthy, because the poor aren't able to afford insurance, and so if their goods are damaged in a flood, or then they're not able to recover as easily. So it's a big driver of inequality at that macro kind of level. But at a human health level, the environment is obviously critical. So we've seen recently this cholera outbreak around the country, and that's an environmental issue. It results from not looking after our water resources properly. And there are many other interactions. You know, you mentioned waste, and, you know, waste obviously then attracts rodents and other carriers of infectious diseases. And so I think that these things are really, two sides of the same coin.
That you can't have the one conversation while ignoring the other conversation. I think what you've raised is quite critical. So just in terms of the South African government's climate priorities, what are they?
Well, so South Africa are currently consulting on what they call the climate bill, which once it's gone through the public consultation process and through Parliament, will be the sort of defining legislation on our climate priorities. And they really require all of government, local, provincial, national government, to be thinking about the vulnerability of South Africa to climate change. Where will we have our biggest impacts? So, for example, what would day zero event be like if it happened in the city of Johannesburg? What kind of things would we have to put in place? But, of course, it's not just big cities like Joburg. It impacts equally in areas like Lephalale or anywhere in the country. So that's a strong priority. And then a key priority really is reducing our emissions, and that impacts our trade competitiveness. So we see all around the world, and countries seeking to impose border tariff adjustments. The latest one is the EU. So if you have a very carbon-intensive economy, you might struggle to trade with some of these big economies like the EU or the US. And so reducing our emissions is very much about economic competitiveness and not just the environment.
Oh, thank you so much, Steve Nichols, just for enlightening us and just providing us with all of that information, particularly on this World Environment Day.